قدام دكتور روت and then also Mamusa. For now, up to lunchtime, we're gonna be interacting with the two. Then the rest we're gonna deal with the, in the evening. So I'll restrict you to all these two, the district and Mamusa for now. With the view that if when we are in the house, we'll be going through the other presentation, because I'm not gonna allow them to also make presentations. Maybe the one, especially the two, because you got the presentation and by now you also know what are the issues. So we'll only focus on the two for now. The others may be time permitting, they will allow them because also their presentation was only now shared with us. But in future, we're not going to do this. We'll just send you back and then we'll accept the contempt of Parliament. And then maybe the Parliamentary Legal Services will also advise us on the recourse. What recourse do we have then as a committee to deal with these issues? And then I wouldn't even allow you to be put under severe pressures as colleagues. Then you must read documents because some of you might be having activities to do in the house later. But then as and when we reconvene at 7, that's when we're going to deal with the other four municipalities. For now, let me see a show of hands on colleagues who want to talk to Dr. Ruth Mumpati, issues, also Mamusa issues. Can I see that show of hands from colleagues on the platform? I see Honorable Brinks hand is up, followed by Honorable Cesar, Honorable Direko, Honorable Mkalipi, Honorable Cornevals, and then it will be Honorable Mutus in that order. Can I hand over to you, Honorable Brink? I'm mindful of the fact that you also need to take the bus to Parliament. If you can do that, over to you.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thank you, Chair, and thanks for the presentation. My first question will be to the district, Dr. R. Mompati district, where in the last presentation, the representative from the Auditor General indicated to us that 150 million Rand was deposited in VBS. In fact, it's one of the largest municipal deposits in VBS, taken contrary to law, as we now know. At the time, Mr. Jerry Monomela was in the position of municipal manager, whether in an acting or permanent capacity. But in any event, Mr. Monomela was the accounting officer. And again, as indicated by the representative from the Auditor General, this person was implicated in a forensic report, but the municipality didn't take action. And so that, Chair, in my mind, has to be our first question, both to the political representative of that district, as well as the MEC for local government in the Northwest, as well as representative of national government. Why was there not accountability for this? It's absolute madness. And you can understand if people get away with things like this, get away with not even being properly investigated and facing action, of course it's going to send a trend of poor governance that will be followed by others. So if we can please have an account of what happened in this instance. There was indication that the municipal manager of the district is at the moment on suspension, but not for the VBS matter, for some other matter. And that's not going to cut it. We need to understand why there wasn't accountability for this 150 million Rand that was lost. And it's capital project money, money for investment in water and electricity and service infrastructure. Then chairperson, and also just mindful of the fact that this is a province under national government administration. Then chairperson, in respect of Mamusa, there was an indication of, I think chairperson, you mentioned it at the beginning, of the non-transfer of pension funds, if I understood the point correctly. I know there's a whole long list of municipalities that have failed to transfer workers' contributions towards the pension, towards those pension funds. And if Mamusa is one of them, can we please have an account from the province what's happening in this respect, mindful of the fact that the non-transfer of deducted pension money is an offence in terms of Section 13, Capital A of the Pension Fund Act. And if offence has been committed, has this been reported to the police, and what's the progress in fixing the situation? It doesn't just affect workers, it also affects the community, because if the municipality is accountable for outstanding pension contributions, then that money has to come from somewhere, and the likelihood it's going to be diverted from funds intended for service delivery. Then, chairperson, there was mention by Mr. Motoko, if I have the head of Department of Local Government in Northwest, if I have his name correct, that the province has approached the law courts to have the appointment of municipal officials that are not properly qualified reversed. Can he please give us examples of where this has happened and an indication whether it includes the district as well as Mamusa in this particular instance? But I mean, if you mention those examples, or if you mention that as action being taken, surely the examples are on hand. Then lastly, chairperson, indication from the Auditor General that 39% of the equitable share of the district is spent on salaries, and concerned raised that the district is in fact, if I can paraphrase, burning money without really delivering value. I think that is a fair summary of the information presented to us. Does this not raise concern about the role of district municipalities in general? Namely, that they haven't got their own sources of revenue in most instances, unless there's a water service provider. And even then, they spend a lot of money on paying salaries and in many instances, consultants to do the work that officials are meant to do. And so, does this not prompt, because it's not unique to this particular district, does this not prompt questions about the centrality of district municipalities in terms of this district model, and whether in fact it's a good idea to imbue these institutions with more of a purpose, shared services, functions, and so on, if at present they can't even add any real value and are completely dependent on transfers in any event. Thank you, Chair.
But Honourable Brink, can I allow Honourable Cesar in that order? Honourable Cesar?
No, thank you very much. Of water, there is a court order. To properly manage the
Is it only me who can hear Honorable Tata?
No, as well as myself, Chairperson. I wanted to raise an order.
Yes, myself also.
You wanted to raise your
order? I am saying that Can you hear me now, Chairperson?
Honorable Clever, yes, I can see you and hear you. What was going on then?
I think it's network.
It's network. Can you try to switch off the video and see how does it progress? Clever, switch off the video and try to talk to us. We're going to see if you're progressing. No, then I'll put him on hold for now and allow you, Mkalipi, to proceed.
Okay, thanks very much, Chairperson. I'll just also switch off my video because of network problems as well.
You've never put it on. I haven't seen you today. Just make your Chairperson to see you. Then you can then switch it off.
So you see me?
Okay. And also that our visitors can see you.
Yes, your visitors know me very well, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
If you proceed, then you can see it off and proceed.
Thanks, Chair. No, Chairperson, I just want to apologize upfront. In the evening, I won't be able to log in, Chairperson, because of other commitments. But my colleagues, which are here, as well as the Deputy Chairperson of Northwest is here. He's got an interest in the matter of Northwest. I'm sure after the Parliament, he'll be able to come back and engage. Then we'll get a report from him as well. Unfortunately, Honorable Cleva is experiencing some network problems. I hope he will come back. Chairperson, in terms of Mamosa, I think is the one that have went to buy elections sometimes last day, if I'm not mistaken, Chairperson.
Yes, the one, January 2020, they are the ones. The council was, yes, they are the ones.
So the council was dissolved and then we went to buy elections, but it seems as if those buy elections didn't help any situation because we are still receiving this disturbing news in terms of the presentation from all the presenters who was presenting here. So it looked like the problem has not gone away after the by-elections took place. So therefore, it means that when we went to by-elections, we're not fixing the problem. So it means that we need to get a proper explanation as well from the Department of Culture on how to ensure that this municipality is properly managed. I want to agree with Honorable Bring, who spoke before me, in terms of the pension fund. You'll know very well, Chairperson, that as EFF, especially myself as a head of Labour Desk, I'll have a very direct interest when the money for the workers or funds for workers are also being used and misused. As a result, if those workers are not going to be entitled to get their money, it means that the poverty that is already being experienced in society is going to be worse when the money that seeks to be addressing the issue of the workers who have worked very hard for their money is misused, and then as a result, those workers won't getting their money. So we need a very proper explanation on this issue of this 14 million that we are told that currently the municipality is dealing with an arrangement for a payment arrangement on warrant of execution from municipal workers retirement fund of 3 million. So is not enough, because we know, Guti, the weakness of this municipality may result to these workers not getting this money. And then we don't need any more weaknesses in terms of poverty and unemployment. So they must also clarify this issue as the municipality, as well as COCTA, as well as the provincial COCTA. Guti, how are they going to address this? Also, this issue of SARS as well, that is also coming to this report from COCTA presentation, that SARS has declined the municipality proposed payment plan of 1.5 million per month, but requested that it be increased to 2.5 million, Chairperson. And then now, when I was perusing this presentation last night from COCTA, it's very clear that this municipality is owing a lot of people, and there's no clear plans as how are they going to meet all these creditors. It looks like this municipality is regressing. The issue of AG, Chairperson, that is also talking about the financial controls that is lacking in all the municipalities, and the issue of consultants when the AG was presenting here, saying that I'm not sure if it was Mamosa when the AG making an example of 15.6 million that was used to pay consultants, but still their report or their AG report is still regressing. And we need explanation. We must be getting a proper explanation. How can we use consultants with this a lot of money? And then at the end of the day, these consultants are not also yielding good results. Of which you will know very well that our standpoint, Chairperson, is that we don't even want to hear those things of consultants. Because the mere fact is that those consultants are here to milk the resources of the people. So it's even worse if the consultants are being used in municipality level, but at the end of the day, there is no proper result that one will wish to achieve in terms of their skills. So someone needs to account. Why do we have to use consultants while the consultants are also not helping in terms of getting clean audit? Chairperson, when I was listening to one of the presentation here, the district is very rich. We're told here they're producing beef, they're producing peanuts, but Northwest is the home of corruption. If it's not the second home of corruption after Eastern Cape, it's the first home of corruption. And you're being wondered, why Northwest is the home of corruption? It's because one of the reasons is that the leaders of Northwest does not want to come and account. The scenario that happened this morning, whereby we had to postpone our meeting because of the disrespectful of some of the leaders who are leading the municipalities, are as a result of this corruption that is happening in Northwest. There's no government in Northwest, Chairperson. At some point, I was also having an understanding that they are all not operating. The provincial government has been put on those things. And then I remember the EFF in one time in the legislature were also asking the provincial premier to say that what is the state of the nation that you are going to deliver here while you are not in operation? So therefore, if you go down to municipalities, it seems as if the situation is very, very, very worse. And someone must account. And all those beautiful presentation has been put here to say that you are doing this as SALGA, we are doing this as a department, you are doing this as a provincial coctor, but it does not yield to any meaningful result. People does not have basic services such as water, such as electricity. So you begin to ask yourself, Chairperson, why do we have leadership in the name of municipal mayor, MM, and everyone, even the premier in the province, while the people are still experiencing what they've experienced before those by-elections in Mamosa? And when you listen to the district, who's supposed to come with intervention as well as a district in the municipality, they also have their own problems as a district. So therefore, Chairperson, even if we can just be respectful as members of COCTA and listen to presentation, but it does not sit well with us as members of the committee. It seems as if we are just wasting our time here, listening to beautiful presentation on papers, but the fact of the situation on the ground is something else. So someone needs to come and account and tell us what are the proper plans of intervention. Not this thing that we have trained ward committees. What for? You train them, you train those committees who happens to be the MPEC or whatever Section 76 that is being trained here. And then what? Because what is happening there is something that is not new. And with this kind of intervention, it's something that is not going to stop now. Until we are told by the senior people in the department to say, enough is enough, this needs to happen. And a political decision needs to be taken if we are serious about servicing the people on the ground. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me just stop there.
Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi. Can I note Honorable Direko for now? Honorable Direko?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, Mine is, let me also acknowledge the presentation that has been made to us by different stakeholders. Chair, on the provincial FASA representation, it's indicated the following challenges. MFMA reporting, MSCOA implementation, lack of consequence management, etc. So I would like to check with the provincial treasurer, when did they identify those challenges? And when did they start to provide support to the municipalities? Is the support provided producing positive results? Or is there any challenges when they are providing that support? And how are they addressing those challenges? And then the provincial treasurer, provincial coordinator also indicated that they are also assisting municipalities with the LED programs. So we are all aware that Dr. RSM is a bit of a rural municipality. Can they please give us a detailed report of the support that they are providing in terms of the LED? And then on Mamusa municipality, Chair, I would also like to know that if the municipality was assisted, who was assisting the municipality with their financial statements? Were they using the services of a consultant? If yes, how much did they pay the consultant? And do they think that it was value for money? And secondly, can Mamusa take the committee along on what are the challenges contributed to them receiving a disclaimer? Does the municipality have the audit action plan, consequence management plan, and financial recovery plan? Does also Mamusa have an active impact committee? And if so, when was the last time did the committee submit its report to council? If they did, what were the contents of the report? And then what is the state of service delivery in the municipality, both Dr. RSM and Mamusa? And what are the challenges and how is the municipality addressing those challenges? Lastly, Chair, is on Dr. RSM. The municipality has regressed in terms of audit report opinion. What contributed to that and how are they addressing those challenges? Those are my questions, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Direko. Can I hand over to Honorable Groenewald?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just so you can see me, I am still alive and well.
You are still alive. I'm glad to see you that you are still alive, Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, sure, my question is relating mostly to Mamusa. The MM, Mr. Dukanik, was an acting MM from 2009 to 2012. He was employed then by the municipality, and his employment was terminated in February 2017, and again appointed with concurrence of the MEC, the current MEC of Northwest, in terms of a later date, 2012-15. Yet the municipality obtained a legal opinion from, and Chairperson, you must excuse my pronouncement of a surname, but it's from Advocate Makgate from Grainston Chambers. And Chairperson, I just want to read in terms of his opinion, point 10. He says, and we must remember that the municipality's legal opinion. It says, having regard to above legislative provisions, the minimum qualification and requirements, and advert insofar as the appointment of Mr. R.R. Kikane to the position of Municipal Manager Mamusa Local Municipality is concerned is summarized as follows. Although Mr. Kikane does possess a law degree, has previously acted as Municipal Manager for the consultant, was also appointed as Municipal Manager for the period of 2012 to 2017 for the consultant, at current he does not qualify to be appointed to the position of Municipal Manager as he lacks the necessary certificate of Municipal Finance Management or certificate program in municipal development, which is in line with minimum regulations on competency level of 2007. A Chairperson, I want to find out then why is he employed? Then secondly, yet the MM is still employed in the municipality, must note that it's his second appointment in the municipality in one term. That is an indication of political favor and an infighting is inevitable. in the municipality. Mr. Jonas already written on a letter through Nsani attorneys that it is also the reason for the legal opinion obtained where he is disputing the appointment of the municipal manager. Thus, if the municipality do not act, the community will, and we saw that in Klegeng River as well. Furthermore, I would like the mayor to inform the committee, that is the mayor of Mamusa, the committee on specifically three employees, Molebalwa, Munkhale, and Seleku, and their reappointment in the municipality, taking specifically in account the supposed settlement agreement in a matter between SAMBU and South Africa Local Government Bargaining Council and two others. And then I want to ask the mayor, if I really go into investigation and pull the file from the court, what will I find? Then in terms of Mamusa, Chairperson as well, the AG just announced to say that they've got the last 11 years of disclaimer. And because of the document system that is in house, if we just saw what the appointment of the MM and that he was involved in that municipality for those times, what did the municipal manager then do to rectify this document system? Then in the municipality, there's two forensic reports, Honorable Chairperson, one from Edge Forensic Consulting and the other from Grant Thornton. And can the mayor enlighten us on these two reports? What was their findings? And will she be willing to give the committee those two reports? Then in terms of the AG's presentation as well, what is the name of the consultants used by all the different municipalities? Is there some of the consultants being used the same consultants? Then in terms of Jerry Manonela, Chairperson, I worked with him in Dr. Kenneth Kuhunda Municipality, and when VBS came up, we had a discussion in council in terms of VBS, and he advised council that it's a bad investment and that it's irregular. What changed when he moved from Dr. Kenneth Kuhunda, where he went and made those investments in house? Then just the last question from me, Chairperson, in all of the municipalities, if they can enlighten us, when were their last ordinary council? And I'm not speaking about special council. When were their last ordinary council? Thank you, Chairperson. I will stay there.
Thank you so much, Honorable Khoneva. Can I allow Honorable Mutusi to ask questions?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Chair. Mutusi is my name. Mundwedi is the surname.
Oh.
Yes, I am a member of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Rural Development.
Pleased to meet you in this forum, Honorable Member. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I've got a few issues, Chairperson, that I wanted to raise. The first issue, Chair, is on the presentation by SALGA. I think SALGA has said that they have formed part and in fact participated in the recruitment processes as part of the support that they offer to municipalities. I want to find out from SALGA, is SALGA saying they have been part of a process of appointing unqualified municipal managers, unqualified senior managers in various municipalities within the district of Dr. Ruth Sekgomotso Mompati? It's not me saying this. It's the report from the provincial treasury where they say that most senior managers lack the necessary skills, and yet we have SALGA that has participated in such a process. I want to ask a specific question today.
You can switch off your video because we seem to be losing you. It could be better without the video. That's right. Honorable Mutwe,
am I clear now?
Yes, that's better now. Sure. You're still breaking. You
say SALGA.
Can you try to do it without the video on? Let's see. Can you repeat it? Yes, shame. Your network is messing you up now.
Am I clear, Mr. President?
That's better. Yes, you can proceed now.
Thank you for the question. We saw Kanisana Molopo appointing its municipal manager, whose first experience.
Honorable Mutwendi, I said let's focus now only on Mamusa and the district.
Yes.
Okay. No, now you're talking about Kakifon Molopo. We're going to deal with them in the evening. Please.
All right. Nice.
I'm not to disturb you. Still focus on Dr. Ruth and Mamusa for now.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. On the side of local government, they have said that they are actually assisting municipalities on spending their MIG grants. And the report is that as at December 2020, Dr. Rosso had spent about 42%. And the
Is it only me who can hear him, colleagues?
No, I can hear him, Chair, as well.
Wow. Then the one is trying to come back. There's an issue that Honorable Feza wanted to raise with regard to the provision of water and sanitation. Honorable is saying there is a court order issued by the Northwest High Court on the 20th of September, in September 2020. The court order instructed the district to properly manage the Freeburg wastewater treatment works and to take remedial pollution of water resources, as well as to ensure that the road sewage is not discharged into the streets of Wuhudi Township. It's not discharged at Freeburg. And also is not discharged at Rosendal Farm. 80 million was provided by the Department of Water and Sanitation to upgrade the Filibeto's water and sanitation services, but affluent was not properly treated. What breakdown of expenditure of funds can you tell this committee? And what companies were employed for this purpose? And why are the people of Mamusa still having problems with overflow of toilets and water problems? Let me check if Honorable Mutwendi is back. Are you back, Honorable Mutwendi?
Yes, I'm back, Chairperson.
Yes, you are audible enough. You can proceed now. Proceed.
Thank you, Chair. What specific focus on Dr. Ruth Mompati? Currently, there are about four cinema. I want to check also with the department because the... As of 2020, December, they were at 42%. And they are saying they are assisting them in order on their technical capacity. I want to check how have they assisted them thus far, because clearly it appears as if come the end of the financial year, they have not spent all monies allocated to them in terms of various grants which are aimed at the provision of services to our communities. Now, the other thing, Chair, is also as I got cut, I was speaking on the also on what was said by the MEC's office, that they have assisted on reversing appointments of those that do not meet the requirements as expected by the law. I think Honorable Hunderwald asked this question and made reference to one issue in Mamusa. I know there's one in Tau, but can the department share with us any other issues that they had intervened where people were appointed by municipalities not meeting the minimum requirement? And I can direct them to the Dr. Ruth Khomutsi Mompati now, that there are about four senior managers that are appointed without meeting the minimum competency requirements as dictated by the law. The other thing, Chair, on the presentation by the Provincial Treasury, Chair, is that I think they also raised the inability to recruit competent officials, which would where the department, the municipality could not actually implement, where they could not recruit competent officials. Now, The other issue, Chair, that I want to raise is that SALGA proposed to the municipality to improve on their internal audit committee, which was highlighted as one of the challenges. An internal audit is a shared service which cut across all local municipalities. The incompetency at the level of the district in that very important function of internal audit, how has it contributed to the current financial situation that we see in other local municipalities, because it is a shared service where other local municipalities get the benefit of using such a service, their chairperson. Now, another issue, Chair, that I want to actually speak on too is on the presentation by the department when they are saying they support in LED. And I think the Honourable Member has asked for them to prepare a detailed list in terms of how they render such as department. The National Fresh Produce Market have raised a concern that the municipalities are unable to reinvest the municipal revenue. Hi, am I still in, Chair?
In, but I want to know which municipalities as you are in. Because don't generalize, you must be municipality specific. You are in, we are listening to you.
Oh, okay.
Because you say they are complaining municipalities, which is Dr. Ruth or Mamusa. If it's the other municipality, share it for the evening.
I can't hear you.
If you were talking about the people complaining about the municipalities, but you didn't mention which municipalities. When you are still asking, are you still audible?
I don't want to waste your time. My network is a serious, serious mess. I think I should
Can
be
you
able...
get a proper network, because then it limits your capacity to participate. Get a space where you can be able to have a proper network.
Yes.
We need your input as an MP coming from that province. It also assists us on our oversight.
Okay. So, let me conclude by saying, Chair, on the report of the AG, I welcome that report. It paints a very sad state of affairs with regards to local government is concerned, especially when he starts saying systematic breakdown in the discipline of financial control. It's a very they raise the issue of the MPEC and the quality financial statement municipalities paying service providers after 762 days. I want to know, why is Dr. Ruth and Mamusa unable to...
We have learned that part. But you were saying unable to do what?
I beg your pardon, Chair?
We didn't hear the other part. You were saying, why is Dr. Ruth and Mamusa unable to do what? Then you got cut.
Unable to settle their in supplier invoices within 30 days as dictated by National Treasury regulations. Okay. Let me not waste the time. I'll get a better network connection later in the evening. Now, it's like I'm just... Yes, thanks for the opportunity, Chairperson.
You're more than welcome. There are questions, issues that Honorable Sleza want to raise with them, two municipalities, with regard to Mamusa. He wants to know, why is this municipality unable to fill the posts of senior managers? Also, the second issue that Honorable Gaza wants to hear is the municipality is unable to address the issues raised by the Auditor General year in and year out. Why? And then the municipality is unable to render basic services such as water, sanitation, etc. He needs clarity. Why are you failing to do that? With regard to Dr. Ruth Sihumuti Mumpati, he has concerns that the municipality has regressed in terms of the audit opinion from the AG. The municipality has not addressed issues raised by the AG. The municipality is unable to provide water and sanitation to the people. And then with regard to both two municipalities, he also wants to know that you need to give clarity with regard to what actions have you taken in ensuring that there's improvement in internal controls? And then the other issue is of the view that Municipal Public Accounts Committee play an important role in strengthening preventative control. What proactive approach have the district or COPTA put in place to ensure the effectiveness of impact in the whole district? You see, as I'm coming in now myself, the AG has raised a very critical aspect that is of concern to me, to say the only impact that is providing assurance, it's only the impact of Taung. So that question of Honorable Lesser has become also critical for me, because the AG has said the rest has no assurance, even if it's very minimal. Then there was the issue on the investment, tipping on what Honorable Bringer said earlier, on the VBS investment. That 129 million that you lost for grants with regard to the 100 million for MIG and the 29 million for BARC infrastructure, can the leadership of the district share with me, name the projects that were affected and what is the status of those projects that were supposed to have been funded by that 100 million? You must tell us this project that could not be continued, and what is the status of them? The same thing with regard to the 29 million for the regional bus infrastructure. You must name and list the project and what is their status. And because the AG is very clear that those projects were not completed, and the projects, then it means they remain incomplete. So you must tell us the status and what measures have you put in place to make sure that, because those projects were made for community. What is happening? When the AG is telling us, and we want to know who was responsible for this decision, to say the council decided to reinstate the MM for all this, although there was a disciplinary board committee recommendation on that one, that step must be taken. So we need to know who are the people who took these decisions, and then what is the speaker doing? I believe the speaker is also here. We must be here to say, how do we arrive at this way in you have councils that are taking illegal decisions, that decisions that are contrary to the laws of this country? Then I want also then for us to zoom in on the report by the AG. There are issues that if we don't deal with here, one will be failing to do our own exercise, oversight role. On these matters, the issues that I want to raise, like on the issue around supply chain management and unauthorized, irregular as well, fruitless expenditure. Then there was the issue that the AG raised of supporting evidence of 10 awards to the value of 67 million that was not submitted for audit. I want the MM to assure us what is the status of that, because really then you can see it's just a blunt refusal to comply with the laws and the and regulations. And then these awards, to whom were they directed to? Who were the beneficiaries of these 10 awards that made you not to follow the rules and regulations? And then there's also an issue around procurement processes in general, where in the AG has also raised an issue around 6 hours to the value of 401,000 that were procured without inviting at least the minimum prescribed number of written quotations from prospective suppliers. And the deviation was also not then approved by properly delegated officials. So one will want to understand who are the beneficiary of this award and what remedial steps have been taken against these officials who were found wanting in regard to the awarding of these 6 hours that amounted to 401,349,000. And then there's another 2 hours to the value of 205,674, wherein also here they were procured without at least inviting the minimum prescribed number of written price quotations from the prospective suppliers, and the deviation as well was not approved. though it was possible to obtain the quotations. So can I understand also to say who were the beneficiaries of these two awards? Because at times you find that in other institutions, municipal officials, municipal councillors, or people connected to these councillors will get. So you'll have to tell us the names of these beneficiaries of these two awards. The same thing, there were seven quotations with the value of 432,000, which were procured from suppliers whose tax matters had not been declared by the SARS. And then we want to know also, who are these people, officials who did that with the consequence management? I'll mention them as they are because there are so many. Then, in fact, what I want you to tell us now, it's a breakdown of your irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, including fruitless and wasteful. And then what steps have you taken? Have you identified the officials who were found to be on the wrong side of the law? And then also tell us the relationship between these beneficiaries of this contract and yourself in the municipality, either staff, councillors, or whoever. The other issue that I feel we need to strongly deal with, and then you need to account for it, your issue of not exercising consequence management. We are informed by the AG that at the time of the audit, you didn't have a system, policies to investigate allegations of misconduct. So it means in your municipality, hell just broke loose to colleagues from Dr. Ruth Mumpat. There was no code of conduct that addresses the ethical behavior by councillors. And I want the speaker to talk to us to that because this is a purely legislative matter that we need to deal with. And then the issue of proper record keeping as well, accurate of information, then that municipality is just lawlessness. People don't keep proper records such that then that's why now you can't even follow up financial misconduct or transaction committed by the officials. And then these issues of the four investigations that has been proceeding, that exceeded the period of 3 months as required by legislation. Can you tell us the status of these four investigations? Who were the people involved and what is the status of those investigations as we speak? Because the issue of the unauthorized, regular, and fruitless and wasteful expenditures that was identified in the previous years, you see, that's why you continue to have this, you become a serial offender in terms of how you perform. Because there's no appetite to also deal with these issues as raised in the previous financial year. And then why have you not reported allegations of fraud that exceeding 100,000? Why have you not reported such? And then who was involved? And then you don't even want to investigate allegations of misconduct on that municipality, in particular Ruth Mumpat. So you can see then there's lawlessness that is happening there. Then you allow these rogue elements to continue to loot, do as they wish, because there's no appetite to deal with these matters. Those are the issues that I wanted to then deal with it when it comes to Ruth Mumpat. And then, yes, for now, I think I'll end it here. Then I'll ask first the chairperson of COPTA in the province to say something before the two municipalities respond. Over to you, chairperson of COPTA in the province.
No, thanks. thanks, Chair of the COPTA. I think I've been largely covered by the submissions of honorable members on both the municipality. I am just going to have to maybe, as a person leading the portfolio committee in the province, disagree with the submissions made by the department in that as we appear on this particular platform, we must
which
not take
department, provincial COPTA
the
or
provincial, the provincial department, because what they are saying in terms of having to contest appointments that are not in line with the requirements. It's not in all the municipalities. That's why we are attracting, they are attracting now. A lot of question and criticism from the honorable members, because what they are saying is not entirely true. It has only happened in the instance in the Sobota local municipality. That's where the department has gone to court and obtained an order against the irregular appointment of a person there who is not necessarily meeting the requirements. With regard to the municipality in question in Mamusa, the member of the executive there has given a somewhat contradictory concurrence on the issue of the appointed municipal manager, albeit the municipality had submitted legal opinions to the effect that they disagreed with the appointment of the person in question. And in this regard, it is incorrect for the department now to want to say to the committee they have contested the appointments of such, because this matter now is one of the matters that in the province such as Kekeng and your Disoboda is bound to appear before court as a result. Now, as we are called to the portfolio committee, whether it's a provincial committee or a national committee, let us be honest in our submission and say things as they are, to help the committee to be able to arrive at a particular decision that would assist the province in handling this delicate and complacent matters that are engulfing the province. And now, the concurrence of the MEC indicated that the municipal manager or the municipality must be able to submit within 14 days the required documents that were not submitted. And I somewhat find it strange to have to want to give a concurrence where there's no documentation. Because if there are documentation, you don't issue anything until such time that documentation are submitted. In the event that documents are not submitted, you take it that such an individual does not necessarily have those required documents as per the advert and the and the requirements. So because now we are limited to these two municipalities, I will not cite other municipalities, but I can just confirm that what I know of the order is in Disoboda. And in this case, the department has actually became complicit in assisting the appointment of a person irregularly instead. Now, it's incorrect to then say to the committee, they've tried to do a regress on that. I'm not going to go to town on with regard to the issues of why the municipality is in this particular state, because it starts way back. The first dissolvement of Mamusa was in 2003-2004. And each time the municipality experienced political problems, the department is quick to then run in and dissolve the municipality instead of handling those particular problems. Each time the municipality suffers from administrative problems, the department is quick to run to dissolve the municipality. That's why in this case, we are having by-elections last year on the 15th of January. And yet, experiencing the very same problems, because the report, Chair, that is before you, that came from the select committee. The meeting that the select committee conducted in Lekwatima and Mamusa and Naledi Ratlo, JB Max and Madive, the select committee led by Honorable China indicated to the province that they would come back because their engagement were not exhaustive. They were not able to conduct a meeting in Majibeng and JB Max. The meeting in Mamusa and Lekwatiaman were chaotic. At the time of dissolvement of Mamusa, the Sobota was worse than Mamusa, such that National Cogster had sent army to assist in that particular municipality. It was also western, I mean, Fayum was western, the state that was in Mamusa. So the dissolvement there did not necessarily take place because of the state of affairs that was there, but it was then done to achieve certain other means that would satisfy the political achievement instead of ensuring that people were going to get what is required in terms of the constitution, which is service delivery. So I'm just going to be short on that. The Dr. Ruth Mumpati district municipality, the same such as Ngakara Mundiri Mulema, as much as we would want then to then say these municipalities under this particular district are suffering from issues of water and sanitation. This particular municipality, Honorable Chair, and the committee is that they are receiving the allocations of equitable share on behalf of its sister municipalities and the grants that are supposed to be servicing, mainly projects for water and sanitation in this municipality, in line with your Division of Revenue, Chapter 5, Section 29 of it. And from time immemorial, Honorable Chair, this district municipality does not comply in assisting its local municipalities in compliance with your Division of Revenue. They receive equitable share. In terms of that, the Division of Revenue, part of its allocation of equitable share must go to these municipalities to subsidize for the deliverance of water in those particular municipalities. They don't do that. They then get grants, are big, and we seek to do projects of water and sanitation. They go into these municipalities such as Mamusa, Taung, the Guataman, and others, plant this particular project and leave them like that. The truth that we cautioned as a portfolio committee, then that don't rush to dissolve municipality, hold the district municipality accountable, because it is them that they are receiving grants and allocation for water and sanitation. So in the province, between Ngaka and Dr. RSM, the money does not follow the function. The function does not follow the money. That's where the problem is. That's why the district would hire a huge amount of staff and end up spending their money on salaries because they think that they are having money. But that money is not for them. That money is supposed to be subsidizing indigenous people that are from their own local municipalities, because the district as it is does not have indigenous. So they are not doing that. As a result, municipalities in the district municipality are suffering consistently when they are enjoying all of this honeymoon. They are in some sort, and it has been there for some time. They are enjoying that particular honeymoon of excessive spending, even to the effect that they ended up investing monies into the VBS. And I want to correct the issue of the VBS, that this municipal manager that is in question now, that is suspended, he is not the only one that invested money into the VBS. His predecessor also invested money in that. So instead of the new administration that came in into 2016 stopping that, they just then took off where these other ones has left off. So even when we pursue that particular issue of the VBS, it must be read in that particular context. The last point, Honorable Chair, that I think is very much important that I need to raise is that the project of water in Mamusa was first launched during the late Minister Kada Asma. That was back in 2000. To date, it's about 21 years. That particular project is just about 5 kilometers out of the town, just to drive home the point that the district would then use its own discretion which project to prioritize and not. Now, the consistent issue about lack of water in areas such as Mamusa, Taung, Kagiso, Nomolopo, and so on and so on, it's somewhat being affected by this kind of decisions, wherein a project launch in 2000 to date It is only done about 5 kilometers out of the town. And in Bloemhof, we have a purification plant. We have a reservoir that has been built and a purification, an abstraction point. That has already been concluded at that particular site. Now, it will be years before even people of Mamusa would then deal with the issues of lack of water in that particular area. And as and when we become politically and so on, people then fell short of indicating where the problem lies. The problem lies with a district municipality that does not necessarily comply with the effects of the division of revenue, the Chapter 5 of it. And we must not leave it at that. The MEC finance all the MECs that has passed and the current ones, and that of COGDA, in terms of the very same division of revenue, has the powers to then make recommendation to the minister to then indicate that we have done an assessment on so many occasions and financial years. The district municipality is unable to assist this particular municipality. Now, as a result, we then have to consider taking the allocations and directing direct to the municipality. That's what the X says. And that's why now people will find it easy to invest money, such huge amount of money, and not worry and consider even writing off such huge monies without investigations, because they are forever in an honeymoon. Thanks, Honorable Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mutwan. Can we then allow the... It will be the district to respond first, then the local Mamusa, then we'll allow SALG, Province COGDA, and DCOG to respond, and if the AG has got something to say, they will also say something then. In that order, please, colleagues. Districts, the issues that were direct to you, can you deal with that executive mayor and team? Executive mayor of Dr. Ruth, where are you?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Can we first see your face as well?
Oh, thank you, Chairperson.
Isn't that nice behind you? Who's singing?
No, I am in the offices, so the background of the voice is are employees of the municipality, but they are not in the office where I am in now.
Is your office door closed?
Yes.
They are all closed, but there is also a passage towards the ceiling. That is why now you can hear the voice at the background.
Okay, proceed, Executive Mayor.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon, colleagues. Firstly, I want to applaud the presentation by SALGA, National Treasury, the MEC, and all the questions raised by my colleagues. In as far as the district municipality is concerned, in as far as I've heard, the burning issue here is the issue of the MM who is suspended, and then he was later brought back in relation to the issue of the VBS. But I want to submit to the House that the issue of the 150 million VBS of the municipal manager, even if he is back, the disciplinary hearing is still continuing. But unfortunately, we experience a problem whereby the time when he was brought back, the then executive mayor derailed the issue of the disciplinary hearing process. Hence, at some point, there was another issue of the 16 million, whereby the executive mayor as well wanted also to derail this issue for issues of accountability to the full council. So the executive mayor now is ousted, and then the municipal manager is also suspended. Now the new administration is going to take the matter forward in a way of maybe trying to turn around the organization. I must accept that yes, there are many issues in the organization. And then I am also happy that I am invited in this city. At least I've got the whole picture of what is going on. Some of the information I hear it first here, but I am part of the council, which means that some of the information, they were not brought to the attention of the full council. So I've been talking to the NM now to say maybe at some point we need to have a strategic session whereby we are going to invite the office of the MEC, the SALGA, as well as National Treasury. This presentation needs to be unpacked in a full council meeting together with senior management, because it is quite clear that some of the issues we are hearing it here, and then they were not brought to the attention of the full council. So I just maybe, Chair, if you allow me.
Executive Mayor, before you even do that, I'm a bit worried if this is what you are saying, because having done my background check as well myself, you have been the MMC for corporate services before 2016. So what is it that you are hearing for the first time, if it's for the disclaimers that have happened over the past 3 years? When you're saying you are hearing things for the first time, what do you mean, Executive Mayor? Are you honest with us here?
Chairperson, I am honest. The 2016 MMC, it is not correct. I was the MMC previously. Before
the 2016 council. I'm not saying in 2016. You were MMC in the previous council prior to the one that started in 2016. That one, I'm 100% sure of that.
Yes, Chairperson,
the person who's whispering doesn't have to tell you, because I can hear what the other person is saying to you. Ne? Now, in this current council, you've been there for 2 years. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong, Chair.
So then what is new? Because as you remember what the MFMA says in terms of your role as the executive mayor? Did you read it before you accept that responsibility to become the executive mayor? Because apart from that, you have been in this council for 2 years now. Am I wrong? Before your appointment. Yes.
You are not wrong.
Things are new to you. You are hearing it from the portfolio committee. I don't think it's assisting us, honestly, colleague. Based on the fact that you knew we called you here, you were going to account on the audit outcomes. You knew that. You were aware. And the issues that we are raising here are all centered around the audit outcomes, the AG reports that you have at your disposal. And then it confirms that you have raised earlier the lack of appetite from yourself as the political leadership to appreciate what the AG has said to you. Because the AG is also on record to say there's been no response. And this is a chapter 9 institution that is saying you need to comply. As is the meeting, Executive Mayor. If you're saying this is a delegation of duties, you must say it to us now here. I've just delegated my responsibility. This is what I'm going to do moving forward. Because please don't reduce us to another talk shop here. We are serious about oversight, what we are doing here. We are on oversight here. Because I'm listening to say, hey, this thing, the way the mayor is responding, is by the way. You can proceed. I wanted to record that because that is the consent of all of the members.
Thank you, Chairperson. You are correct to say that I was part of the council previously. But from 2016, I was an ordinary councillor. And I have also emphasized to this meeting that some of the things, truly speaking, we heard it from, we get this helicopter view of our municipality, which is in depth. We hear it first here. I am hearing it here for the first time, which I think...
Madam Executive May, did you peruse the AG report prior to coming to this meeting? Simple and straightforward question. I think you must ask yourself. Did you ever go through the annual report of your municipality before coming to this meeting?
I did, Chairperson.
Did you read and comprehend the AG's report?
I did, Chairperson.
So why are you hearing these things for the first time here then under the circumstances? If you have read the AG's report, why are you hearing? Because all the issues that you are raising are based on your own annual report, based on what the AG has found. And I know Salga Province Treasury didn't go anywhere to extrapolate that information. They might be supporting you, but this is the information that are there in your records that are public records.
Chairperson, maybe I need to...
Because you are causing agitation now to members. Ne? The members are very... And I don't want them to come on you now because the what we are seeing here is you just doing this thing as a by-the-way thing. You are so playful, I must say that. I don't have a proper word. And I'm saying that for those other ones that are listening, that are to account, they must also desist from doing what you are doing. You are under oath, I must remind you.
Chairperson.
Do that. And we'll, this is contempt of parliament, what we are doing. I'm putting it to you now.
Chairperson.
I would like you to interject, you, Chesa. I can hear you.
No, Chairperson, this is pure laziness from her part. To just deny a clear presentation from different stakeholders who have just presented in front of us. In the committee right now, she's saying that she needs a special meeting with the MEC to extrapolate on kind of leadership is that? What kind of leadership is that? Who doesn't know the issue? These issues are in public, in the public domain. All of them. The HD is that report is released on the 31st of January 2020. You want to tell me that the mayor does not know that? Please, man, she must not come and insult us here. Please.
Noted, you, Honorable Cesar. I'll give the mayor time to go and look at these issues as a reason. She will respond in the evening. I won't allow her to be contemptuous of this city. We are not playing games here. I think I must set it up front now. I must say it now. And we are taking a strong exception to this kind of responses. It's almost towards lunch. So, Mato, mute your microphone, please. Mato. No, it's not Mato. Muntwin. So, I think somebody's microphone is on. It's causing a disruption. So, what I was trying to raise is that one. I'll give her time to go and reconsider. I hope by the evening when we come, she will come with concrete responses than what she's trying to do to us now. And I don't think we need to be taken for a ride the way these things are happening. Under the circumstances, I'll let her step down now. Mamusa Mayor, come to the picture, respond to the issues as raised. Mamusa?
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon. Let me also take this opportunity to greet all honorable members of the committee, MECs who are there, and the mayors. The honorable chairperson, the first question, I'm not alone in the meeting. I'm with the MM, with the acting CFO. But I took all the questions that were raised to the municipality. The first one was raised by Honorable Brink about the issue of non-transfer of pension funds of our municipal workers. As we are here today, we have already started, because you will remember that the municipality was under administration and the new council took over on the late January, from the 29th of January 2020. Then when we got all this mess, we then sat down as the council, and also I think it will be important, Honorable Chairperson, that I must also indicate that municipal Mamusa local municipality is in category B, the plenary municipality. Then we sit as the council and discuss all the challenges that the municipality got. Then we see to it that is important that by then it was the acting MM that they it was Melen Roni Jonas. Then we have said and planned and see to it that is important. It can be correct that the municipality is running, but we have a serious challenge of third parties of the municipalities. Also, we got the challenge of medical aid in the municipality. But as we speak, we have already started paying the medical aid of the municipalities. And it's injustice for our workers of the municipality that today we still started paying their third parties, because we have already started after receiving the equitable share. Then we started planned for the 3 months, and then we agreed with the MM and the acting CFO. As we speak, we thought that this month also we are going to pay another 3 months for the third parties of the municipal workers, because it's a criminal matter. You can't deduct from the workers of the municipality and not do justice for them. So we have already started from that first question of Honorable Blank. I have noted the questions of Honorable Kezao, yes, at the end, and then I think I must, maybe Honorable Chairperson, when you allow me to go to the point raised by Honorable Mkhalipi on the issues of the how this municipality is proper managed on the issues of third parties. I've already touched to it, and also the finances of the municipality. Because I'm not alone, Honorable Chair, I'm with the acting CFO and the municipal manager here. They have already noted some of the questions so that they respond, assisting the collective. Some other questions that was directed to me, Honorable Chairperson, is the issue of was raised by Honorable Groenewald on the issue of the reinstate of three workers, those who were reinstated in the municipality. Those workers were reinstated during when the municipality was under administration. And I've investigated it also. I've followed it up to get to have insight about the matter. Then I've got that the matter was a court case in labor. They have reached settlement agreement with those workers. And that's why when we get in the office, then we got those workers already working in the municipality. After that settlement agreement with a court, a labor court. The other matter, Honorable Chairperson, that is really concerning and disturbing is the matter of appointment of the municipal manager, as where most of the honorable members touched on it. The Council of Mamusa went through all the processes of the shortlisting and also interviews, and we have reached the point of the appointment. So Council decided to appoint the current substantive municipal manager, Mr. Rancho Gingani. So Council has appointed Ntate Gingani. That's when also that we were also awaiting the concurrence from the MEC. You will also remember, Honorable Chairperson, that the municipality after we dissolved, we also waited the investigation report from the NCOP, as they have said after dissolving the municipality. I've wrote by that time to the late Honorable Mutibedi Kekhakilwe to demand that report of the NCOP. May his soul rest in peace. And the second thing, when we had the acting MEC in that office after the passing of Honorable Mutibedi, then the MEC, acting MEC Muzwa, hold the office. I wrote again to her demanding that report of the NCOP. Because that report, I hope that it can reflect all the challenges of the municipality before the municipality can be dissolved. So the municipality was dissolved. Even today, we didn't get that investigation report from the NCOP. And I'm here today, Honorable Chair, that I'm not going to defend the wrongdoings in the municipality. I must take the responsibility, and I can't also point fingers to the past administration. I'm in the office now as the mayor elected in 2020. It's important that we must account. And where there are things that were not correct, we must be held accountable as the institution, as the municipality. I think when you allow me, Honorable Chair, maybe to also give the MM opportunity to respond to other issues that I didn't respond to. But I'm here also, the acting CFO is part of the sitting. We are ready to take all questions and to be corrected, because we are not representing ourselves here. We are representing the masses of South Africa. The mess that we have done in that municipalities, it's about time that we must correct it, and we must be held accountable. If there is a need for investigations, then investigations must take place for the issue of accountability. If you allow me, Honorable Chairperson, maybe to allow the municipal manager and the acting CFO also to take and respond on other points that were raised by honorable members. Honorable Chair?
I'm here. I wanted to allow the MM, then it will be followed by the CFO.
Thank you very much.
Thank you MM. Very much.
Okay,
thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Honorable Members, Chair. And
before
we go, yes, Honorable Brink, sorry, Honorable Groenewald.
Chairperson, in terms,
I will allow you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay.
Chairperson, in terms of the, can I say, legal opinion they've got, it says that in circumstances, any contract concluded between the Municipal Council and Mr. And I know I pronounce it differently, is consequence of the council resolution number 802020 will be null and void. So I just want to check, Chairperson, will it be correct for us as a committee to hear the MM speak in cases of this opinion? It's the contract.
What are the issues around void. The MM, Honorable Kunevac?
Chairperson,
can you take a breath on this issue of the MM? What are the issues around that? I didn't pick up that one. Can you give us the background information apart from you reading the clause? What are the issues around the MM which the mayor didn't disclose
and then he has brought this MMA. Can you assist us, Honorable Kunevas? What is the issue?
Chairperson, thank you. Now, let's start that in terms of the forensic reports, which he says he did not have, the MM was implicated that he let some people to try and burn down the municipality. It was connected to him in terms of this forensic report, and the mayor omitted to name that. But in terms of his appointment in, and concurrence of the MEC as well, in their legal opinion, it says that he cannot be appointed. If he is appointed, those appointments is null and void. So, Chairperson, in terms of their own opinion, can we go forward and hear him in this committee? If I may just get clarity on that, Chair.
Honorable Mutusi Muntwedi, yes, I will allow you to come in on the same matter. Yes, you are from the province, you are best placed than some of us. We don't know what's happening there. So,
thank you very much, Chairperson. Correctly, I hear what Honorable Groenewald is saying with regard to the participation of the municipal manager in this forum. I am only of a concern, Chair, to say the legal opinion, what weight does it have in terms of nullifying the appointment as done by council? Or alternatively, shouldn't the MEC's office take this as one matter that they must take to court urgently and seek to set aside the appointment of the said municipal manager? Because in terms of the law, we will not actually rely on a legal opinion. It must be pronounced in court to say this appointment has been set null and void. You are an advocate, you can advise better, but I thought I must just bring in that even though we do not agree with the appointment of Ntate Kimani based on what is contained in the legal opinion, but up until such a time that the legal opinion has actually played its part in court and the court is satisfied, it can only be that process that gets to set aside that appointment. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, because these are new issues that are coming that we're not privy to that. Then the other issue may be based on what you are saying, Honorable Muntwins. You are seated with a matter here, Mayor, wherein there's a legal opinion. And then why didn't you process that legal opinion and then you come with this person, whereas you know that there are these issues that I'm trying to be taken on board on this one so that I understand that. Because the only thing that I heard you saying, Mayor, you're not executive mayor, eh? You say there was a report from the NCOP, and then you've asked the late MEC and the acting MEC and maybe the current MEC of that report. And you're not getting it from them. But you are also well aware that this is a report of the NCOP. And then you attempted to contact the NCOP, in particular the secretariat and the chairperson of that committee, to get the report. Also, can you clarify as the issues as Honorable Groenewald is raising with regard to the issue of the status of the MM?
So thanks very much, Honorable Chair. Let me maybe start with the issue of the one that you have just asked. The issue of the report of the NCOP, I didn't honestly write and request it from the NCOP. I have only demanded it from the NEC, Honorable Chair. Yet maybe that's why I didn't get it. And I've requested maybe after this meeting, because we have already advised to write to the NCOP and the secretariat of the NCOP to demand that report. That report maybe will be able to assist the municipality so that we'll be able to know the insight of why the municipality was dissolved. Because we are still remaining with all the challenges that were there during that municipality was dissolved. We still have that, we are still having experiencing that challenges. We've got a lot of litigations as a municipality, a lot of challenges. The issue of, yes, the other thing, Honorable Chairperson, I'm not the executive mayor. I'm the mayor speaker in this plenary municipality.
So I don't have executive. Okay. clarified. Okay.
No, thank you very much.
Issue that I wanted to also raise before we allow the MM to respond. That far, the MM is still in office, despite the legal opinion. That's what I'm getting in. Council has not processed that legal opinion. That's the getting. That's the understanding I'm getting from you. So there's
yes,
no action that far. That's why you brought the MM along. But before you can respond, which I want you to also take political responsibility, going back to SCOPA, isn't that when we come to these meetings, we do research. In 2016, SCOPA issued a statement that Mamusa was unable to effect consequence management. And then subsequent to that, on the 15th of November 2016, you suspended the municipal manager. You have been there, you know what I'm trying to say. Then this also led to the arson attack on the building, on the municipal building. And then it's alleged this was led by the MM. And then then these are the issues that are around that MM that Honorable Khunepald was saying. And then also it's on record media reports that around 2018, the same MM organized the protest. And then wherein DM Bapela came to accept the memorandum. And then the minister, then Dr. Zweli Mkhize, came to respond to these matters. And then this is the same MM that you are talking about that was fired by council in 2017. You seem to tell us the circumstances of his reinstatement, why you are having him again here. This is what Honorable Khunepald was raising. Ne? So that there's clarity, because also this issue of not responding to the AG report and all other things, the MM seems to be central to this. But I'll give him also an opportunity to speak. But that's what I wanted us to also deal with that. And then I should think the issue that Honorable Khunepald was raising, there's case number 368 of 2018, where in the MM, I think, was the certain respondent to that effect. And there was an interim order to that effect. What had become the final order of court to that effect? You are aware of that as well. I think this was, he didn't want to say the legal opinion. I think he wanted to say interim order, court order. So you know the issues that he's referring to. These are some of the things that where the Mamusa municipality was the applicant and he, the municipal manager, was the respondent prior to the dissolution in 2016. Case number 368 of 2016. Yes, over to you, Mayor.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair. On the issue that you have just repeated now was raised by Honorable Khunepald. Honestly, Honorable Chairperson, that on the issues of 2016, where the municipal manager were part of, I don't get it well, because I thought that because this year, he will be in the position maybe to respond. And it's not nice when I'm here not knowing those issues that were also raised. But the matter that we have just discussed and entertained lately in the council, we have received a notice of motion from Mahikeng High Court that were raised by people call themselves the Center of Good Governance from Mamusa location. We have entertained the matter as council, and then the issue of the legal advice or legal opinion, we didn't get such a legal opinion in the attention of the council. We once received it during the time of after that Ronnie Jonas was not appointed. Then we sit and talked about it. But we didn't have the council resolution that will process the matter. or entertain the matter. We only entertain the motion, notice of motion from Mahikeng High Court now lately. Other matters of the bending of the municipalities, really, I don't have insights of those matters, because you'll remember that I didn't want to say it, because we have said that since we have occupied the office as the new council, we inherit all the challenges. We don't.
Mayor, can I get clarity from you? Were you a member of council in 2016?
No, I started on 2020. Then I'm the first councillor, first time councillor. And
you don't have the institutional memory.
Yes, I'm just got in 2020, Honorable Chair.
But you had the responsibility, and then because the report that we are dealing with, when the AG did their report, you were not yet there. I presume when you come to this meeting, you had familiarized yourself, and also you inherit whatever was there. It's your duty as when you sit. That's why there is so-called handover briefing, where in your management team will come with the briefing text if you are all new, ne? So that you get briefed for you to understand the municipality. But also, you have been a resident of this municipality. That's why you are appointed and elected as mayor. So the happenings of this municipality as a resident, you know. You've got every right to know what has been happening around your municipality. So don't come here, doctor, and claim ignorance. Ne? Agree? Yes. And you must assist this committee because we are dealing with issues that are also historical. And then the MFMA is very clear. When you take lead, you didn't say these are the things that happened prior to me being sworn in as a mayor in January 2020. It doesn't work like that. You see, that's why we're saying you must assist us. I see Honorable Brooklyn is bad. You have to follow up before you even proceed. I wanted to make that point to you to say accountability doesn't start where you started. You inherit everything. Honorable Brooklyn Neval.
Thank you, Chairperson. Clarity just from the mayor. He says that he doesn't know of a legal opinion. If so, can you just give me clarity on that? And then secondly, Chairperson, I mean, we received information from Amusa yesterday, and we've got more information than the mayor himself. How is that possible that the mayor can give clarity on that as well?
Mayor, I was referring to you now to say that issue for you when you come to a committee of this nature, you need to gather as much information as you can. Because this is a committee we are doing oversight to you. And when we do that, I think from January up to now, there's been ample time for you to gather everything that you think these are matters of mutual interest, contentious issues, matters that you know. Then I don't know what was your 100-day program looking like now that you have been in that office. But then with COVID, I think that could have been an opportunity for you to gather all this information, because when you come here, when you are dealing with your annual report, that's why I asked, did you read the annual report? This, the issues of the AG in their report, they even take us back to the three financial years. And if I'm the mayor who's been given responsibility in terms of the Municipal Finance Management Act, I'll make sure that I go through these things, read all these things, because that's within my space, and I must be able to be seen to be providing leadership. But respond is what Honorable Hurevald has raised.
Honorable Chair?
Majoro?
Yes. No, thanks. That's what I'm saying, Honorable Chair, that the issue of the legal opinion, we have received the legal opinion.
The legal opinion that you received dated 24th of November 2020?
Yes.
You are aware of that? Yes. Did you process between November 2020 and now, did the council sit and consider that legal opinion? I'm trying to assist you. to move forward? Because you could, how much did it cost you to secure this legal opinion? How much did you pay for it?
Usually we use the legal team of the municipality are the ones.
No. Mayor, you're not telling the truth. This is dated 24th of November 2020. Advocate Tim Mahato is found in Grayson Chambers in Sentai. It's cancer. Not a legal advice of the municipality.
correct.
It's not illegal. I'm sharing, you raise your hand. And attempt to. You see, it, that is not there's money here, and this one, if I'm to get this, might be even a senior cancer. They are raised. So you're not aware of this legal opinion, which members have it, because before they come to this meeting, they've referred, they got the legal opinion. That's the issue here. So you got a legal opinion. How much did you pay for it? And then you sit on top of the legal opinion from 25th of November up to today. Has the council not met? And why didn't you process this legal opinion? I was speaking of that, the interim order, the legal opinion has also come. So we're talking about two different things.
Honorable Chair, because I don't want honestly to lie to the committee. The information of the legal opinion.
Who commissioned this legal opinion? Because it affects the municipal manager. It was supposed to be cancelled. Were you not aware of this? Are you not aware of this legal opinion that I'm talking to you about?
No. Honestly,
This legal opinion is directed to you, Councillor Khosi Lekhosi-Vatsi. Reference to Mr. Bekwa is your it will be your official. Who commissioned this legal opinion? So you're not aware. So I'll plead with you as we adjourn this meeting. Go and read that legal opinion. And when we come back, you must tell us why was this legal opinion not processed. Maybe the issue that is raised by Honorable Khorneval now becomes very critical on this matter.
Okay.
Can I ask that, colleagues, can we stop here because we are going to the houses to... You need to have your lunch. Maybe when we come back, can I plead with the colleagues from Northwest to be honest, stop playing games the way they are doing with us. They are just playing games here. And they must respect the decorum of this house. And I hope for those other ones now, you hear our line of questioning. By the time we come to you in the evening, you will have been prepared. It's okay, colleagues. Can we break for lunch next so that you can go to the house?
What time are you coming back, Chairperson?
In the evening, because we are breaking now. There's the sitting. We must go to the house ourselves as members of parliament. Our next meeting starts at 7. You should all be back at 7.
Thank you very much.
19 hours.
Thank you, sir.